I am Gretchen Prisk, and I am here with the wonderful Dawn Crystal. Dawn, welcome.
Oh, I love being here with you, Gretchen, and everybody here. Hi, everybody. Welcome. And if I sound a little raspy, it's just early in the morning here where I'm at, but I'm ready to roll, and I'm so excited about today's call because it's a little bit different than what I offer, but you can mention about that, Gretchen. I'm really good at it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, it's just so first of all, I'm so grateful for you, Dawn, for being here. You know, this is kind of like a quick pop-up event that we wanted to have with our community, and I'm appreciative for all of you guys being here too as well. So abundance is one of those topics that is really, and you know, it's when we do surveys or polls or, you know, like what are you guys interested in, abundance is I would say probably 80% of the time the number one issue that people are really struggling with. And the thing is, you know, Dawn, you kind of come to from Heartache to Joy. You're here with us often, helping us with beauty, helping us with aging, helping us with health, all of these things. But there's this part of you, this side of you, this abundance side that you've been doing for a long time, which I'd love for you just to talk about a little bit. And the reason why, guys, that I invited Dawn here today on this topic is because she is so trusted in our community. She really is one of the most popular healers we have in our From Heartache to Joy community. And I thought, who better to really help us with this issue? So Dawn, talk to us a little bit how, you know, you've been in this part of healing for a long time.
Well, everybody knows me, and I thank you, Gretchen, for that. I'm very humbled. I walk my talk pretty much. That's what everybody knows. There's no frills about my work or what I do, and I really just, you know, I'm just gifted, and I just come in with a pure heart. So basically, I've been doing, everybody, you know me, I'm all about shifting DNA and consciousness, okay? And I'm really, you know, I've done my work, and I've been doing my work, and I'm still doing my work to keep raising my frequency. So everybody knows me as I have a gift to really connect people in with their divine truth, okay? I don't bring a modality to my work at all when I show up here. I show up here with pure energy of divine from source. I mean, I'm source connected as well as all of us. Don't get me wrong. I'm not any better than anybody, but I just have a gift of really activating people. I'm really considered a divine activator. So I really have the ability to really align people to their, I call it your source connection or your, if you want to call it your divine blueprint of abundance. With abundance, everybody, of course, I'm very good in health and I'm very good in shifting consciousness and beauty, but consciousness also means abundance, okay? So I have ability to connect you in with your divine blueprint, okay? Which is everything. I mean, it's being in oneness with the divine, which also brings you into above and beyond our belief systems of what abundance really is, which is really being connected to all of life and all of nature, which is abundance, okay? So I've been doing this work with groups of people. As Gretchen, I won't say, you know, I've been doing it for many years. Really groups and large groups of people working with them 6 months, groups at a time, doing this work, clearing our, abundance blocks, which you might call it, or, other parts of my work is clearing our upper limits, which is the same thing of just getting us out of this consciousness of us, I call it just kind of, you know, what we've kind of been, conditioned to think that we are and what we can receive and, you know, basically it all evolves around just our lifetimes and us and our family and our dynamics and everything. And everything just kind of comes together. And my job is to kind of just kind of clear that from everybody and clear this belief and clear that belief. And abundance blocks is part of it. But abundance is also money. But abundance is also your health. Abundance is, it's abundance is really everything. So I'm good at that. And I also have a book that I've written. It's really well known. I'm not here to solicit anything. So, but I have a book that's really well known on Amazon about clearing your abundance block. So I've been doing this work for many years. And yeah, we don't really always touch upon the topic of abundance, but everything I do is really activating you to your natural abundance. Okay, so abundance from the divine creator, and my gift is really connecting you and really helping you remember who you really are, which is so beyond what we think we are, okay? So that also means that you are aware that you are connected to all things in nature and all things in life, and everything is abundance. And once you connect into that flow, because that's really what I'm good at, I really like to say I connect people to the flow of life, that's when things can start really coming to support us, you know, from the divine and the universe, and that you get more into this flow of life. And I live in it now, so, you know, and I've been living in it for many years, and basically I have had to do the work like everybody else's. That's why I'm very, very passionate about this program that I created. It's very in-depth. I mean, it's 17 modules. I mean, it's one of the I really didn't leave anything out. So what I'm trying to say is I really want to go in and help people kind of clear these abundance blockers. A lot of them have to do with emotional. And, of course, you know, we grew up in a family. I mean, I could tell you, I'm first one on, I could say I first admit that my family I grew up in this lifetime was very lack consciousness, and meaning that I didn't grow up with a very high standard of abundance. I mean, as a matter of fact, we were struggling most of my life with my family. And I could see a lot of people probably here were the same or listen to their family saying we don't have enough. Oh, God, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, I mean, you listen to all this stuff that you're growing up with. And if you did grow up with a, I'd like to say, with a gold spoon in your mouth, I would like to say in a good way, and you had the abundance, then you're probably a step ahead of a lot of people. But then again, you might have abundance blocks, even with having a good life this lifetime and not dealing with the negativity like I did with abundance. You might have came in from past lifetimes with a lot of abundance issues of lack in, you know, our ancestors. You know, I mean, they had feast or famine. I mean, we carry a lot of our ancestral traits, everybody, and that's why I'm really good at clearing up the genetic bonds and stuff, and really upgrading our DNA. Because, you know, you could have the perfect life and had a lot of abundance growing up, but you're still not really creating abundance, and a lot of it is just to do with your past lifetimes and stuff, and maybe things that you picked up from your ancestors that you're still carrying. Maybe you came in this lifetime to clear your family, which is your ancestors, and you're carrying a lot of their lack consciousness frequency in you too. So this really, you know, like I said, I've really kind of covered all aspects of abundance, and I like to say abundance is, of course, money, but it's also every aspect of your life to receive abundance of the divine. Divine universe to come in and support you in all ways. That, you know, you might be looking for a new job and you're really not in that flow and you're not really finding, you know, you've been looking and looking and nothing's, I'm just giving an example, nothing seems to be working out and you're not really in the divine flow of all life. And if you were really in that divine abundance flow, you know, like I said, you know, there's some work to be done, and that's why I created this program. Then you start receiving, it's like things just start kind of happening, and you don't even have to put your finger on it, and people just start coming in your life, and situations start kind of flowing. You get more opportunities, more things to kind of, you know, say, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. Life becomes more fun, everybody. Not always such a struggle. So that's what I'm trying to say, is I'm here to kind of create more of a flow in your life, and really clear the belief systems that are in the way of that flow of the divine happening in your life, which is not, which is real, but it's, you know, we have to kind of go where we're at and kind of go from, you know, clearing our emotions. That's number one to start with. And, of course, if it's deeper than that, then we have to go into what else is the next part. Is it from your inherited? Is it from your own past life? It goes deep. So, and like I said, I've been doing this work even with groups since 2017. Hundreds of people I work at a time, hundreds and hundreds of people at a time doing this work in six-month groups. So, and I've had so much success with that, okay, because I'm still running them, okay? And I'm not here to say anything more about it. I'm just trying to say that's really where I really specialize in, really shifting consciousness. And people know me. You guys know on my calls, when you call in here, I'm shifting your consciousness. I'm shifting you in, like, seconds. And it's not that Dawn's doing it. It's just I have an ability to do it as I'm connecting you with your own divine source. I'm connecting you with your own divine source connection of remembering, and I can bring in that frequency, and that's what I do. So I hope that explains a little bit more, Gretchen, without me going off and on a tandem here. But, you know, I it's something that I do specialize in, and I do it in pretty much all my calls, because I'm really bringing people, even when I'm working on the physical part of people, Gretchen, and I'm working on health issues, I'm still bringing in your divine blueprint of perfect health, which is still part of abundance. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally, totally. And I love how you brought that all together, because I think – you know, it really is so important. Like, all of it goes hand in hand with abundance, right? When it comes
Definitely.
Down to it, it's all about that. So just a couple housekeeping things, guys, because we're going to do, you know, we promised a lot of one-on-ones with Dawn today. So if you want to talk with Dawn, you need to be on the phone line. So you press *2 when you are on the phone line. If you are out of the country, or even on the webcast, you know, you can still call in if you're out of the country. There's a, and on the webcast, there's a link there that says for local numbers. You can click that link and you should be able to find a number that is local to your country code. So you can search for that. We'll also be taking questions on the chat if you have questions about the program, or if the program will help with this or that, or that kind of thing. You can ask those there. So I think that's it, Dawn. I'm ready to dive
yeah.
in if you are.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm grateful and excited. Sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Okie dokie. So our first caller in line, your first three digits are 971. 971, you are unmuted.
Is it me?
Hello? Yes, that's you.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning, hi. Afternoon, night, beautiful ladies. Hi, Dawn.
Who is this? I'd like to know who this lovely person is who's calling in right now.
My name is Nia. It's N as in Nancy, I-A. And the question I have for you, Dawn. Yeah, so I love your work, and I bought the Sexy Body Parts Healing MP3s, and they are awesome, and I listen to it daily. My question to you is, what is really blocking you from, you know, receiving your divine healing light to actually work and help transform my body? And what advice do you have for me?
Okay, so when you I gotta hear this again. So you said you want to know what's blocking you from the divine what? I didn't get that. I didn't hear the whole thing.
From what is really blocking you from, like, you know, receiving your healing light to actually work, transform my body?
Well, just remember something here. It doesn't always come in with the way the mind always wants to think, that it's going to hit you over the head, because my work could be kind of strong as far as the energy. But it also comes in a way that you can receive it, because our minds are always kind of in some ways. That's why I like my sound. I bring in sound frequency from the divine. It's because our minds are always trying to dissect and try to figure out everything that's happening. And it's fine. We love our minds. Okay. So I'm not trying to, but our minds sometimes get in the way. Okay. As you know, and we all have to kind of work with that. But so you're not, I would say your soul, if you don't mind, your soul's actually, I connected with people on a soul level. You're not really blocking it. But sometimes, you know, we have some resistance at a very deep level. And you just remember something. There's a part of us that wants to take off and soar and fly and be like the angels, right? And then there's a part of us that's like our human, excuse me, I got a little raspiness today, human side of us, I'd like to call it our human inner child and stuff, our ego, doesn't like change. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It likes to be comfortable.
So what and advice do you have for me?
Pardon me?
What advice do you have for me? Like, what do I need to do?
Well, basically what your soul is just saying, because I know that you like to think, your soul's just trying to kind of like ease you into like receiving more, but also trusting. Does that make sense? It's almost like, because, you know, a lot of times we want everything to happen right now. Your soul is like, you're doing everything right, but it has to be in the way that, you know, your mind kind of agrees and all parts of you agree, because if you flood it in, you're going to receive resistance. You are receiving change. It's just maybe... I don't know what exactly you're wanting right away. Is your health needing help, or what's happening in your life? What's the change that you're really wanting right now? Because health is abundant. Everything is abundant.
Yeah. Right. I think health and the excess weight that I have gained.
Yeah.
Because of my health.
Okay, so that's part of it. So you're on the right call today, because a lot of it is deep. Okay. So I'm picking up on this. If you don't mind, I'm looking because I get information. I'm picking up early in this lifetime. So were you heard from your parents? I mean, did you have a voice and heard and it was, you know, I mean, a lot of times we're seen, but not heard, you know?
Right. I had
because
a really good
jump a little bit deeper. Yeah, you did. There's something there. Trying to figure out whose energy is connected with you. Were you there kind of like your soul is showing me, and again, I'm just getting information. I don't know anything about your life, but your soul shows me, were you kind of like feeling responsible for somebody or parents or somebody? Like almost like, I don't know if you kind of overlook anybody or kind of feel like you're responsible for somebody?
Not really, but my parents, my parents fought a lot. They fought a lot, like a lot.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so you did. What I'm seeing is that you're taking on the load on somebody. And when I say taking on the load, I don't know who it is. I see a female energy. So I don't know if it's just somebody, maybe your sister, it could be your mom, it could be somebody. But almost like, sometimes we energetically want to come in and kind of support people, you know what I'm saying? Because you kind of grew up with that. And it kind of shuts you down in some ways. Your soul is showing me with the I don't know if it was bickering happening a lot or something. It kind of, I don't know if you used to go in your bedroom or just kind of leave the house. What was your energy with all this bickering going on with, between the family or the parents?
I guess I just kind of like went to my room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
so you kind of
yeah.
numbed yourself. Okay. Well, what I see is numbed out. So you numbed yourself out. So what I want to do is kind of, I think it's time for you to come more alive, because it's almost like, do you lack kind of some joy sometimes coming through you? Just kind of feel kind of, it's like you go through the motions, but is there a lot of giddiness with you or a lot of joy, giggles and playfulness and, just things that happen. It's almost like a little bit kind of just reserve and still, and I'd like to kind of activate. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but I'm asking if you'd like to change that so we can bring in more flow to you.
Yes, please. I want to bring more joy and happiness into my life.
Right. It's just kind of numbed out. Yeah. And that's kind of normal. What happens to people is that sometimes when we have things happening, so your childhood was good. I see your parents, you're absolutely correct, supporting you. But at the same time, like I said, you were dealing with that. I dealt with the screaming and the yelling when I grew up, and it numbed myself out as well. So that's what my soul shows me, you numbed. And that's just your way of surviving. So now we want to kind of clear that, kind of update your records with your inner child. This is for anybody on the call. So even though I'm talking, we're a group collective, everybody here. So when I'm talking to Nia and I do some activations with anybody, everybody can tune into that. So, Nia, what I want to do is just kind of clear this veil off you that you created and kind of this numbness. And bring just kind of bring you back to you, really your true self. I'm not Dawn Crystal. I'm just kind of I'm just bringing you back to your true self and your divine self. So this way you remember who you are, and that's going to help create more of a flow in your life, because you'll just start being more like how can I put it, more into the just receiving and just kind of being into, I don't know, just simple things even, to create more excitement and joy in your life, so things can start flowing a little easier. So you're kind of really good on the right call today here, because we are talking about abundance blockers, and a lot of these 17 modules will cover that anyway. But let's go ahead and give you a good boost, regardless if you buy it or not. I'm not here to do that. I just want to give you the help, and then anybody else on the call who's here could receive it as well. Okay? Is that good with you, Nia? Is it Naya?
Yes.
Okay.
Nia, yes. And
Nia.
Years of, sexual traumas and bullied.
Well, there you go. Okay, so that would also numb you out. So, I didn't want to get too personal, but I'm also looking at your lower chakras, okay? So they are, and I'm not going to get into, because, Nia, we only know you by your first name. Thank you for being brave here today. This is also going to help other people. So this trauma, was it someone in the family or someone not in the family?
Not in the family.
Okay.
Actually, one of them was my cousin.
Okay. All right. So we need to clear that too. So that also shut you down. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
So thank you for being brave to say that, okay? I would have started clearing it. You might have some emotion come up after this today, because I just see emotion, don't always know where it's coming from when you numb yourself out. So you might give yourself a couple days after this call drinking a little extra water, because you might be doing a really good clearing, which will be really great, because we're going to really open you up to receive more. Does that make sense? So we're going to clear the story. And, of course, you in your own time, you can forgive those who did that to you when you feel it's right for you, okay? Maybe if you have already, great. But if not, that's something your soul is asking you to work on, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's start. Do you feel energy, or are you one that don't really feel energy from healers? Because a lot of people who are sensitive feel my energy. I'm actually already working on you. So I didn't know if you felt something, but there's energy coming to you since I've been talking to you. So, Naya, let's go ahead and imagine.
I feel some buzz.
It's coming in from your crown chakra, really gentle, loving, because, you've been violated before, so the energy of life from the divine is not going to come in and, make you feel like you're bombarded, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be loving, mm-hmm. right, for your inner child that's been traumatized.
Yes.
Okay, so let's bring in some loving, high vibrational light, only for your highest good night, okay, so I just want you to know, just for your highest good. And if I apologize if I say your name wrong, I go up to a very high dimension, so sometimes I do have to come down, so please, I'll do my best. All right, so Nia, let's go ahead and start right now with sound. You ready?
Yeah.
I want you to receive this, because you're talking about your change, so this is a big shift. But I also want you to know that you might feel a little emotion for a day or so after this, because It's deep stuff that's kind of hidden that we need to start clearing. Is that okay? Is that good?
Yeah,
that's the work
good.
I do.
Thank
so let's
so
try
much.
To start.
Thank
of course,
so
this is also going to help open you up to abundance.
Mm.
So I'm going to make a little bit of loud sound so you have your upper chakras are blocked. So I cleared that off. You might have felt that right now. I just kind of cleared off the top upper chakras. Did you feel that?
Mm.
Yeah, right above your head. Okay, I needed to do that to open your central channel.
Mm.
Just let it come in.
Mm.
Okay, I'm bringing in love and light to your inner child that's been traumatized.
Mm.
Inner heart chakra.
Mm.
Clearing off this heaviness in your lower chakras of all these heaviness of emotions. Oh, I see it now. Hold on, I gotta clear some of this. Just let it come in.
Mm.
Just breathe a little easier.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Loving high vibrational energy for the divine creator of all of life coming in to support you and love you and really heal this part of your aspect of you.
Mm.
And show that you're safe.
Mm.
To your inner child. Can you feel something happening in your heart a little bit?
Very heavy.
Yes, well, it's lifting. That's what I'm working on. Just years and years of a load, you know, just kind of compounded.
Mm.
This is really good for anybody on the call who's needing an uplift in your heart.
Mm.
It's lifting off you.
Mm.
Some heart walls of protection. Are you ready to release some of these heart walls that you created?
Mm. Yes, please.
So you can bring in more flow. Because the heart walls are a big one. And that's also, I work on those a lot on people, especially in my remote work. Just letting it come off you, just nice, because we don't want to, you know, your inner child to feel comfortable that this is just divine creator doing, just helping you, because you want to change. That's what you said. I want better health. I want more flow. You probably want more abundance, right?
Yeah.
But we got to do it in a way that doesn't, exactly. So this is what you're doing right now. You're doing the work, and I'm just facilitating it. Can you feel that there's something starting to kind of lift off you and you're getting more of an expansion feel through your middle line of your body? There it goes. Clearing the trapped emotions in your lower chakras, especially your root chakra, or your personal power. Activating that. Your base chakra, your root chakra. Bring your energy of light to your feet, grounded to planet Earth where you're safe in your body. How's that feeling? Really good opening right now. This is really good. So nice to take a deep breath and tell me just what you're starting to feel. Everybody's going to feel differently. Some people feel it right away. Some people gradually start feeling something shifting. But see what you're aware of.
I just feel some energy have left my body.
Yeah. Your heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's dissolving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're getting more space. When you open up your container, your body, to receive more, what we do is we create more space to receive. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're working on here today. But this activation that I just did with you right now is not, it's a gift, really, from the divine, and of course myself, but it's really to kind of help you remember, but it's also opening you up at a rate that you can actually receive it where you feel comfortable because, you know, you've been violated, right? So, and it's okay. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, but you cleared a lot of karma with that. I don't know if you realize that you came in with some karma this lifetime. So that was a little deeper what you did. But anyway, it'll never happen to you again, thank gosh, bless you. But you also, now you're opening your channels. So now you're opening yourself to receive. And that's why you can, if you just feel yourself, you can feel like you can take a little deeper breath now that you couldn't
yes.
take before.
Yes, I feel like my container is getting, like has more space to whatever.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. It's very important. So you weren't aware of it before, but now I just kind of brought your consciousness and I started clearing out the heaviness, you know? And that's when you really start getting excited. You're like, oh, there is more space to me. So that means there's more space for me to receive too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's,
yes.
but you're doing it. So I just did a big shift on you. And I mean, we did it in what, 2 minutes? I call it mini healing. So, you know, you've received a huge shift because I've got to be curious to know. Let us know how you're doing after the days to follow when you start opening your container, which is really opening yourself to receive the divine flow. What happens in your life? Because I can tell you, most people are like, wow, I got this opportunity. So, wow, this happened. So let's keep us posted because this is a big shift for you, even though, you know, you're feeling expansion, you're breathing deeper. But I just cleared out a ton of just, like I said, heart walls on your heart that was kind of blocking you from receiving, and also your lower chakras were carrying a lot of trauma. So let's see what happens with that. Let us know, okay?
I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, beautiful ladies and Dawn.
Yeah, I'm grateful
oh,
you're
God.
Here. And thank you for being brave because you actually helped somebody else on the call and also in the replay, and it's really blessed you for doing this, okay?
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Have a great day.
On,
thank
you, too,
you
sweetheart.
Yes,
take care. Be
you.
Well. Much love and light. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Awesome.
That was very powerful. And that was really a good call. She was perfect because I was talking about opening our container, which is really us to receive. And a lot of times we're so tight. I can tell you, Gretchen, I've had a lot of trauma in my life. I'm not a healer that comes candy-coated. I actually had to do the work to clear my own trauma because I really came in with a lot of trauma this lifetime. And my container was so tiny most of my life, I didn't really receive anything. I was, you know, I was struggling just like a lot of people until I really started clearing my abundance blocks, but also opening myself up to the divine and opening my my channel, my container to receive more. So, and also, you know, like I said, I just cleared some really big things too, which was heart walls, which people don't realize that they actually can also block us from receiving abundance. So that was big, and I think anybody who actually tuned into that activation will receive the same, Gretchen. So that was great. That was really wonderful.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And you know, the thing is, Dawn, what at least from my perspective, and I would love yours as well, but it seems as though when the really deep-seated, whether it's abundance or health or whatever, like it can't clear, like there really are some deep-seated trauma, something there. And we put those heart walls up, right, to protect ourselves, right? Like
absolutely, absolutely.
Of protection, but then it really does, it we can only go so far then in
yeah.
whatever healing process we're in while they're still up.
And I can mention too, because, you know, I'm going to be offering remote with this that we'll be talking about here with the package, which is really important because sometimes, this is really important to know this, everybody, because I have these too. Our heart walls are not always ours. They could be inherited, okay? Most people don't know that we could carry heart walls, and I know because I've been doing this work for years and I've done the work on myself, that it's not just our traumas, but sometimes we carry our own inherited heart walls from our mom or our family. Do you know that? It's a really complex thing when it comes to abundance. I mean, people think, oh, I'll just take abundance pill it or something. I'm like, no, that's why I'm really proud of what we're talking about here. I have like 17 modules going into different areas of our life and on top of the remote, you know, that's going to go in deep. And the remote, like I said, my remote work is fabulous. It's powerful because I go in deeper to more of the inherited type of energy or your own you know, family or your past lives or whatever, because it's not just cookie cutter on abundance. You know what I'm saying? I just try to make it easy. I mean, that's why
yeah.
I don't really bring things out unless I know that it really works and I make sure that I cover everything. So
yeah,
heart walls are huge, and it is. It a lot of times, most of the time, it is ours, but I can tell you, a lot of times, it is not. It could be just family inherited, and it also can get in the way of blocking us from abundance. Okay, so you know, there's a lot of different factors, and of course, trauma. Okay, you know, if we shut ourselves down, I can tell you, I know about shutting ourselves down. I was one of those people. I had a lot of trauma. You shut ourselves down. We shut ourselves down from life. Okay, really what we do. And that's, of course, that's our way of surviving, right? We have to do what we have to do to survive at the time. And I totally understand it. Being a child, that's what most of us as a child, if you have it happening as a child, sometimes we're adults and we have trauma. But a lot of times it is in our childhood. That's what our child does. It shuts us down so we can numb ourselves out to survive it. And bless the child for our inner child for knowing that. But when we get adults, we don't need that anymore, and we have to come alive again. Do you know what I mean? We have to get more into the connection of the divine and feel. You know, you want to start feeling, because a lot of times we don't feel anything when we numb ourselves out, right? So this is all about that too. So it's deep, you know. And I can tell you something. I'm wholeheartedly could say I know about doing the work, because I can tell you I'm the first candidate here. I had to work on myself, okay? And I'm not saying I'm done with my work, because I think we're all here evolving, but I could say it's a big part of really me being connected to the divine creator is I had to clear all this trauma and all these heavy beliefs and stuff. So I think this is for anybody who just wants to experience more of life and be more in the flow of life and really just feeling more of the divine, you know, I like to say the divine essence of who we are, which is more just feeling joy, excitement, you know, getting inspired, everybody, having some passion to take on some new things that maybe are new adventures for you. But a lot of times we get so numbed out, we don't even have that passion and motivation to even want to try things. And we just kind of let life live us instead of us co-creating with the creator, I would like to say, to live life and, you know, make life a more of a, I like to call it, Gretchen, a fun playground of the divine to experience new things. We don't get into that like childlike energy. Sometimes some of us get robbed of our childhood essence. Do you know what I'm saying? Like me, I mean, I grew up really quickly because I was so traumatized. And, you know, it's like getting into that childlike energy, even if we're an adult. Does that make sense? An exploration of life and being connected and just finding fun. You know, even if things ain't perfect for you in your life, you still have that energy of joy flowing through you and abundance. And abundance is, again, health. It could be all kinds of things. It doesn't have to be just money. Of course, money. But we're talking about abundance of just life. Abundance of health, abundance of anti-aging, everything. Does that make sense, Gretchen?
Perfect sense, yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Awesome.
Great.
awesome. All right. Let's
okay, great.
Our next caller. Our next caller, your first three digits are 650.
Oh, this
650,
is
me. You are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. This is Dawn.
Hi.
Welcome to the call. Hi. How are you doing?
Thank you. I've been struggling a bit. So I recently lost my mom, and I was taking care of her, and I'm having relationship struggles and just finding my way again. So Nia's call was actually very, very, very wonderful. And I've worked with you before, and I just love you. And I just wanted to call today. So whatever comes up.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
and
I'm
that's
open.
What I want to say, Lori, thank you for being brave here too, because you just came out of how long? Bless you. You're just a beautiful. How long ago was your mom passed, you said?
She passed like a couple of days before Christmas, but I was there taking care of her for a year and a half. And
well, that's
so
a long time.
Anyways, yeah, really hard. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to help you today.
My heart will totally.
Well, my dear, you're, number one, I want to say thank you is doing that for your mom. It looks like you took the whole load on yourself. Was there anybody else helping you, or did you just do it on your
own?
Yeah,
I did. No, okay. I'm the oldest of five, and I took it on,
Well, you carry, you know, a little bit of weight on your shoulders, maybe just kind of carrying it for a lot of more people, and I call you, you know, just a caregiver to a lot of people. And you can actually do that because that's who you are, and you're just a beautiful soul. But now it's time for you to kind of come into, okay, I mean, you're blessed for doing that, just so you know. But it's like right now we need to kind of bring you back to you. So we're going to kind of, I'd like to go in today and just kind of clear some of this heaviness. Because your mom was sick for a while, right? It was, you know.
She was, yes.
But, yeah, it seems like it was going on for a long time. I'm looking. Sure. Do you mind if I look in your energy? Because I'm just kind of scanning. Is that okay? Because I
would
ask for permission.
Yeah,
that's my integrity.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to kind of just kind of connect you more, and I want to you do have some heaviness on your heart. So I'd like to just start lifting it off you and opening your channel to receive, which is your container. Okay. So, but it's also like I said, your container could be filled with so many magical things. You know, money is just one aspect of abundance, but I'm just talking about just being more connected with life. You know. Bring your essence. I don't know if you had a good childhood, but you know, just kind of bringing the fun, playful energy back to you, which you kind of feel like I don't know if you know if it's there or not anymore, but I'd like to kind of activate that for you again, which is really truly who you are. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that good with you, Lori? Okay. I thought
so
you'd say yes. So good. Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. I'm very good. I'm a soul reader. So when I talk, it's like I am talking to my voice, but your soul, everybody's kind of higher self talks to me. I like to say I connect in with that part of you that I can hear that really what it kind of says what you're feeling, but I also can kind of put my finger on it and say it from a, my perspective, which
good.
Is something you already
yes.
know. Okay, so.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and bring it to life, because I think all these calls, no coincidence you're here and Naya that I worked with before, it's for mm-hmm. a group healing, and this is great because anybody who listens to the replay is going to mm-hmm. receive this in the future that's supposed to hear this. So it's all beautiful. So let's go ahead and start with some sound. Laura, you know I do sound, and of course that's really bringing in the divine energy, really activating you with your divine, you know, just with the mm-hmm. creator, okay? Whatever your word for the creator, I say God, source, creator. Is that good with you?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, whatever your word for the creator is, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go ahead and just kind of clear some. You might feel some emotion come up because you have some really heavy energy on you. I'm looking at you too, okay?
Thank you.
So, but just if you do, don't hold back any tears, and it doesn't have to be on the call here, but if you feel afterwards, that like, you know, day or so, just let it come up because it's just stored that just needs to kind of release, okay? So you can come back to your just normal homeostasis, just being who you truly are, okay? So, and
okay.
Everything that you've done. So now it's time to move forward into your new life. So are you ready? New life.
I'm ready.
Just being being who you really are. So your next chapter, what your soul says, of what you're really here to do. And I, you know, like I said, I could prepare you for it and activate you. So let's go ahead and do that now and clear off anything that's in the way of you receiving. Let's do that right now and receive.
Okay.
I make my famous loud sound because you have heaviness above your head. So you probably felt that.
Mm-hmm.
Opening your channels up to the divine is what I do when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay seated.
Mm-hmm.
You might get dizzy for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of energy coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting in all aspects of you to the divine, your heart space.
Mm-hmm.
All your inner child as well. Should feel like something's starting to lift up or it's starting to expand on you because I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
I do work fast, so sometimes I see it before you feel it. Got to clear these heavy energies in your lower chakras. Clearing your liver, too. Your liver's a little heavy. Some a little bit of frustration. Leaving. A little anger as well. Could be old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel something flowing up a little bit?
Yeah, nice form.
Yeah, just clearing you out. So I'm getting a big amount of energy just leaving through your crown chakra, coming up from your lower chakra. Just connecting your inner child with the divine essence of who you are, a fun and play energy. Excitement, exploration, just bringing to the joy of life more. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like I said, nothing big, but just feeling maybe just a sense of just joy once in a while, you know, giggles, you know what I'm saying? Just giggles.
Right.
Your soul shows me that. Just a giggle, you know, something goofy. It doesn't have to be big.
Exactly. That'd be wonderful.
So, yeah, this is what was coming back to you. Your essence. Your true essence. Connecting in with your feelings. It's okay. The heart's really opening right now and expanding.
I feel that.
It's beautiful. Oh, so gorgeous. Yeah, it's like you got this beautiful emerald fire coming out of your heart space. It's like, oh, I'm free. And I'm taking off these heart walls and these chains that have been blocking you. It's almost like freedom. So just allow that to come in. I'm getting goose pimples.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Yeah, it's so gorgeous. It's just enjoy that. And anybody's on the call wanting to open their heart space and really free themselves in this lifetime, whatever your bonds have been, we're just opening it up for everybody here. So this is like just letting it come out. Oh, this is beautiful. That's coming out beautiful. And her central channel is really opening up, which is beautiful. So you can receive more in your container, my dear.
Yeah.
Whatever you want in your container, but it's opening up. That's beautiful. Clearing your shoulders are tight.
Yeah, I feel that right
now. I'm loosening them up. Can you feel it's loosening up now? Now that's stress, so we're just clearing the stress off your shoulders. There it goes. It should be loosening up now. Bring your life to planet Earth. Oh, that's beautiful, Lori. Take a deep breath. And just, you know, it's a, and I work so fast, so sometimes the body just needs a minute or two to catch up, but you could feel there's a lot happening, you know? It's
a lot happening.
Lots lifting off you. Yeah.
Oh, what a blessing. Thank you so, so, so much.
Well, I can hear it in your voice. It's like almost your heart is finally starting to just kind of clear those the chains that have been on you. It's not that you didn't want it. Again, don't get me wrong. You wanted to do it and help your mom, of course. But it's like almost like you almost felt kind of, after a while, just kind of blocked. You know what I mean? You were just kind of like, you had to get through it. And it's like now it's like your soul's just kind of clearing it, your divine self, saying, okay, we're ready for, what you know, just to co-create, you know, whatever. What do you want to do next? Maybe there's something you need to think about, you know. Sit down and think, okay, what do I want to do? Well, this is good. This is a good space for you now because I just really cleared your container. I opened up your central channel. You can feel. You can breathe deeper. Are you aware of that? Because
I can see differently. My eyes, I open my eyes and I can see differently. Everything is
bright. It's cleared your, it's almost like you had little window, how can I put it? I cleared your upper channels too to the divine, so you have more divine. You know, I'm an activator, everybody. So when I say divine activator, I mean I'm connecting you with your own divine source connection. That's my gift. I'm like kind of like the middleman. You know, it's like I come on this planet, this lifetime, to really come in here to help people connect into their true self. So it's like I have a gift, but I also know how to really connect you with that. So when you feel that, actually is your life force. You know, that's your life. And when you get in that divine flow, because you're going to be with the divine flow, it's like you co-create with the divine creator, and you can create anything pretty quickly, you know?
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. But anyway, Lori, I just want to say thank you for being here. I can hear it in your voice. It's lifting up. So it's beautiful. And it's going to take a little time. So I would suggest to, you know, just hydrate yourself. Be easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you might feel like running a marathon after this. Some people are like, I feel like I just have so much energy after all this working with God. But sometimes you don't. Sometimes you go through that, and then you might go through a spurt. Just give me a heads up. You might go through a spurt where you feel like you need to take a nap. Okay, but just honor that if you do, because that's your body really doing some deep healing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
be aware
you.
Of how you
love
feel.
You. Thank you for being there.
Love you too, Lori.
Thank you, Gretchen.
And you helped And you helped a lot of people here. You didn't just do it for yourself, but just you're being brave helped other people, just like Naya did, okay?
Okay.
So thank you.
I love that.
Bless you. Bless you, Lori. Thank you for doing everything you did with your parent, your mom and stuff. Bless you always, okay?
Oh, for sure. Thank you.
Have a blessed day. Thanks, Lori. You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Lots of heart walls. That's
you know, especially when we've been through years, you know, and bless the souls who come up and step up to the plate to take care of a loved one. You know, it's not easy. And I've been there myself, you know. I've had my loved ones have had cancer for a while, and I had to take care of, and it just really could be kind of, heavy. It's like we do it out of love from our heart, but at the same time, it does take a toll on us a little bit, you know.
Of course,
so we have to kind of bring ourselves back to ourselves, true selves, you know. And of course, thank you for doing the, like I said, we step up to the plate to do this, to help the soul, whatever we have to do, our family. But, you know, we do need to remember we have to bring ourselves, really connect ourselves back into our true essence. So it was like a really big gift for, Lori and Naya today. So, and everybody else here. So, very good people calling in. Good, Gretchen. I'm grateful you're picking good people.
Yeah.
You really need the assistant.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another caller. Your first three digits are 269. 269, you are unmuted.
Oh, bless you, Gretchen. Oh, thank you. And Dawn, these last two people you worked with were just my heart so deeply.
Oh. I love you, whoever you are. What's your name, sweetheart? I just love your energy.
Oh, I love you. I love you, too. My name is Melissa, and I know that I have, you know, some sort of really deep abundance block, and I feel like it must be ancient because my whole life there's been this lack, and everything about who I am just says that's not who I am, but it's there,
right.
And I think, like yesterday, last night I got really, like I got this left-sided sore throat, and then the runny nose, and it kind of moved over, and I put it together. I recently lost my soulmate dog, and I've never been without a dog my whole life, and it triggered the loss of my son, and then it was like realizing I'm all alone. But what happened right before I got this was I started blaming myself. All of a sudden I was blaming myself for the dog, for everything in my life.
Yeah.
It was all my fault. And I'm like,
okay,
this
we gotta
has
work on
to be
today.
From another time. I don't know what's going on, but it's so
well,
heavy.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Melissa, because I want to bring in the light to assist you today. Bless you. How old was your dog when he passed or you hurt?
He was 9 and a half.
Okay, and bless you for then. You lost your son at how old was he when your son passed?
28.
Okay, that was hard. How many years ago was that?
It's been about 3 years now. And it was the hardest thing in my whole life. I mean,
of course,
we were
that's your
always
child.
Together, best friends, spiritual partners. I mean, we were like twin flames, literally. We were.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, your son is on the other side, but he's also there enjoying himself, and he wants you to enjoy your life, because once you leave your bodies, we're free, you know, and they're with the divine, but they see us still struggling. So there's no coincidence that Gretchen picked you today. So, Melissa, let's go ahead and just help you today and really kind of clear up some of this blame that you're doing on yourself. It's like, you know, you're blaming yourself, and it's like you did everything right, you know what I mean? And you took so good care of your dog, and it's like you do it every. It's like you. We have to update you to believe that you actually have, because you know I do feel that there is some deep stuff. Was your parents really supportive of you in this lifetime?
Not really. Not when. No.
Were you? Because I kind of feel. Yes,
as a child. I mean, I shouldn't say that. As a child, you know, things were really rough. But I mean,
as I got older, they
were supportive. Yes.
Okay,
older,
but I'm seeing as a child. I don't know if your parents were busy, but I'm seeing you a lot by yourself.
Yes, I was alone a lot, yes.
Yes. Well, that's a lot of aloneness, okay? Even though your parents were great providers, I'm not saying that at all, but your soul shows me a child that was alone, okay? And that was kind of lonely for you at times. So we need to kind of help her to bring her. She's the one who numbed yourself out, okay? And that's okay. But, well, your stuff is deeper, but we need to work with in the present moment because it is stemming from childhood as well. But your parents were great. I don't see any abuse or anything, so you were blessed, okay? But there's still stuff there, okay? And if your parents were hard workers trying to support the family, you know, they didn't have a lot of time. I don't know how many kids you had either, you know? You have more of their siblings or no?
And they were.
Okay.
I mean, their intentions were beautiful. They were beautiful.
I know,
people.
Exactly. Okay, well, we need to work on you today. So, Melissa, you ready to receive the divine, the creator that breathes your heart, breathes your lungs, and, you know, kind of bring you back into, you know, just feeling more of you and, you know, and really kind of help clear some of this blame that you're blaming yourself, okay? Because this is really, everything was perfectly right and divine. You did everything right. I mean, you were there for everybody, you know? So now it's time for you to be here for yourself. You ready? We need to help bring you back to being you, truly you. So let's do that right now to receive. Let's receive. Melissa, it's your time to receive right now, your soul says. I'm going to, do you feel my energy? Because I'm starting to bring energy, and you're going to cry because I'm going to bring in some really deep emotion that's there, but just let it come up and out, okay? This is for anybody here who maybe had some loss, maybe you took care as well as somebody for a while, and, you know, of course, it's out of our control when it's in the divine hands, but we did everything right, and somehow we sometimes blame ourselves, even though, you know, it's just our human nature. So we just want to kind of update you. You ready, Melissa?
I am ready.
Okay, just receive this. It's beyond your mind, but it's for your highest good, and it's of unconditional love and light from the divine creator. Of all of life. There's a lot lifting from your lower chakras right now. Can you feel that? Opening the central channel.
Yeah.
Expansion in the heart and love and light. Bringing that inner child you back into life and alive. Bring your childlike essence back to you as well. In the flow, more fun and giggles. Kind of got too serious there for you for a while. Co-create with the creator. We have to bring some passion back to you just to see, have some fun. Bring some gifts. I don't know if you know your gifts, but your soul wants me to activate your gifts. Your true gifts. And the gifts could be for yourself, but it also could be eventually maybe to serve others. Can you feel some, a lot of things lightening up on you right now? There's a lot of energy coming up from the lower chakras. I'm clearing this congestion off you too, by the way. It's all emotional. It's coming out of your lungs. I don't know if you could feel that. How's that starting to feel?
I can feel it. Feels good.
Yeah, it's just kind of look, expansion, lightening up, nothing advanced, just love. Are you really ready to let go of this, just, you know, self? It's like almost like clearing your doubt, but also about yourself, but also clearing this blame. Are you ready to give it to the divine creator and know you did everything right? Even though some parts of you don't know that, but I want to update you so you do know that you did everything right, you know? And everything's in the divine hands now, you know? Your dog and your son is on the other side, and they're out of body, and they're very happy, and they just want you to be happy, you know what I'm saying? But you have to allow yourself to receive that, okay? So you're willing to step forward into clearing that and really forgiving yourself and just allowing yourself to receive the gifts of the divine, which is the flow of life. Which could be abundance.
Yeah.
It could be whatever you want to co-create. Okay, it's like giving yourself saying, "Yeah, I'm ready for that." Okay, I, it's time to move forward. So, okay, so we're gonna bring that in right now. Expansion. You can also go thinking in your brain just to kind of balance your brain as well. You might get a little dizzy on that one, but I'll kind of ground you here in a minute to not be so dizzy. Just kind of upgrading you, updating you. More love in your heart. Self-love. Bring your light to planet Earth. In your feet. Okay, just take a deep breath and Melissa, tell me what you're starting to become aware of.
Oh, Dawn, bless your heart. Way back when you, before you even started, I was feeling the energy, and then I went into that real deep, 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 like, sadness and started crying, and I could feel all of that, energy moving and all of that, you know, and I thought, wow, I've been a caretaker all my life, and I, like, even, like, four family members I took care of.
Wow.
And animals. I've had animals ever since I was born, and I love taking care of them, though. I have this big mothering energy, and I love to, you know, I love that.
Yes.
I love to love. But I used to be funny too growing up. I was, you know, laughter and funny. I mean, that was my signature. I mean, even in school, you know, the instructor said, think of the humorous bone. To remember the humorous bone, think of Melissa. So that when you talked about that, I thought, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've felt joyful and laughed and had fun. And you brought, you know, reconnected me to that inner child, and then the passion, and then you thought the gifts, everything that you said. I mean, all I've ever wanted to do is serve with some kind of a gift to bring joy to people. And it's you just touched my heart, and I know how you care about animals, so I just thank you.
Oh, I'm an animal lover. Yeah.
I know you are, and that's what touches my heart about you, because me too, you know, and it's just like they're so precious and so pure.
I have 12 cats and a dog, my dear. I take in homeless animals.
Oh,
so you're right. Absolutely correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I definitely felt the energy, and I felt when you started working in my lungs, I could really feel like there was something stored way down there that was like you know, it felt like a vortex swirling around, like breaking things up and pulling things out. And
wow. Well, you're feeling everything you're saying is what I did. So you're very perceptive. But right now, I just want to mention, Melissa, you're feeling it's going to go on for a few days. So, you know, be easy on yourself because you have really deep stuff. And this congestion, I wanted to break that up in your chest because it was really a lot of it was emotional. You know, that you're kind of just ready to come up. So, like, Gretchen is totally right on today picking you. Gretchen, you're so connected to know that. But, Melissa, for you, is you're such a beautiful soul light. Your soul just wants to come to say that it's time for you to kind of find your own joy again. So that's right. It was me just kind of connecting you back into your goofiness, your playfulness, your childlike energy that kind of got a little bit numbed out because, like I said, you're a caretaker, and I could see that in you. But right now it's about this little turning point is it's about taking care of you. And, of course, I do feel that animals are always meant to be in your life because some of us are just meant to have animals. You know, we got to be moms to all kinds of things. I happen to be a mom to animals as well. But you know, everybody has a different calling. Do you know what I'm saying? So you're totally within. It brings you so much joy, but you're also helping the animal as well. So you receive that unconditional love. But right now, Melissa, today it's about receiving because I just did a really huge clearing. I opened up your central channel. I opened up your container to receive more of what you're wanting. So, of course, it's abundance because you said, you know, you've had the issues with abundance your whole life, maybe money. But I think for you, it's just more connecting in with your own, like, spirit in your own essence to really come alive. Does that make sense right now? This is the turning point for you right now, starting today.
Ooh, yeah, you said it right there when you said turning point because when you were doing the healing and then even when you got to my brain, it was like I felt – like this, all of this, and like my dog, this last, I almost started to feel when you were working on me that it was some kind of a catalyst for me to start, like, it's my turn now, and I need to take care of me, and I need to focus on me, and I need to, you know, find out what do I want, you know? And when you brought up animals, I was like, because I knew of this dog that needs rescuing, and I thought I should do that, and then I thought, no, don't, you're just trying to fill a void, and I just, you know, so I've been struggling with.
Well, right now today is an activation, that's why I went into your brain. give it a little time, because it's true, we don't want you to go out, I mean, you know, sometimes you can maybe connect an animal with the Humane Society or just getting it some help, but not really you taking on the load of you adopting it, because right now it's really about you finding you. So, you know, I'm not to say that you won't have another animal, but I think this little time right now that you're having is really important to really honor you. So, Melissa, with all this said, I just want to say thank you for being so brave here on the call because you helped a lot of other people who maybe didn't have exactly the same, but maybe they did take care of some loved ones and they just never found themselves to come back to their true self after that. You know, kind of just, you know, they kind of lost themselves in some ways. So this was a really powerful not only activation you received in clearing and healing, but just helping others. So I want to say thank you, Melissa, for just being here on the call today and allowing yourself to be, you know, to receive these energies from the divine, okay? So you can move forward. And that really start a new life for yourself right now. That's what you're ready for. So thank you, sweetheart, for being here. I send you so much love and just love and light, and I love who you are. So thank you for being who you truly are, okay?
Oh, bless you, Dawn. Thank you. And I love you as well. And I feel so much gratitude in my heart that this could help another. That means everything to me. Thank you. And I'm ready to accept you.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Well, you did receive it. That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Job,
thank you, Melissa.
That
bless you.
Was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. I love
God bless
you all.
Melissa. Yes,
awesome.
You too.
Oh, I bless you.
Bye-bye.
Whew,
oh, that was
powerful.
Great. Lots of comments coming in. People crying. Someone can't stop coughing. Big shifts while you were
and coughing is good. So everybody, don't get nervous if you're coughing. That's your body releasing. So I just want you to know that these energies are here to support everybody. Even though I work with one person, it's really a group collective. So just so you know, if you're coughing, that's good because your body's releasing. Just drink some extra water if you feel that happening, okay? Because your body might be releasing for a day or so afterwards. So Gretchen, that was really wonderful. And
yeah,
all this
really
is for abundance.
Stuff.
Believe it or not, all this comes down to being abundant. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, right, like you're pointed in the direction that, you know, what's like most pressing, right? Like in these, and that's what you're clearing and that's what you're going through. And, you know, as you work with people. And so it is all about like all of these issues, they may not seem to us as it's part of abundance, but it really is. So
it is. Absolutely.
An important thing to work through all of this. I just want to announce the special offer link for you guys so you have it because it's available this week. It's orderjoynow.com/abundance23. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/abundance23. If you're on the webcast, there's a button there you can click and get access to the page as well. This is a really powerful program. And the thing that I love about this program, then I'll let you talk, just give your input as well, Dawn, real quick. But it's like 17 energy activation MP3s, right? And they cover everything from, you know, resistance to family stuff to fear. I mean, there is everything in here.
This is probably the biggest one. I want to cover everything, but I also want to mention that, which is really important, Gretchen, that we added to this is I added the 30-day remote healing. So this is really helping people go deeper. Okay, so the MP3s are great on their own, and I sell the program just by itself, so don't get me wrong. It's very powerful because my MP3s are always powerful. But you also get 17 plus a bonus MP3 of, I forgot the name of that, open yourself up. I forgot the name of that, but that's a powerful one, too, of the divine. Do you have that one, the bonus? But then you're getting
trust,
a 30-day.
Trust and miracles is the
bonus?
Yeah,
that's a really good one. Yeah, that really opens you up to the divine.
Yeah, and I just want to point out to you guys that, you know, we originally, you know, talked with Dawn and we're going to sell the activation MP3s only. And she insisted.
I did.
The remote healing because she's so passionate about that and really passionate about you guys healing. And that remote healing really takes it up a notch. So
it does. Well, it goes deeper. So it just keeps going and going and going. So it's going to go into. And again, the MP3s do it, so I just want people to know you don't need the remote. I just wanted to add it because that's going to be like the icing on the cake, and it's really going to be customized to everybody, every day's energy. These, you know, I want everybody to know I'm one of the first people who ever did remote everybody, and then everybody kind of did it afterward me. So I've really been doing remote for many years, and I know what I'm doing. So when I connect you in every day to the divine, I'm not putting you in a container. I'm bringing in divine light from the divine creator, connect you into the highest vibration. And just remember, divine creator is expansive, so I don't put anybody containment here. I'm actually bringing high frequency to everybody and work and really bringing customized energies to everybody in the group every day, okay? So it's not like I just put you in a container sitting there for 30 days. I'm actually upping the energies every day and shifting them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is also going to be upgrading you on many levels, including your genetic codes and your DNA and all that, as I mentioned earlier. So it's just a really good, I mean, this is comprehensive. This is really going to give you your extra, what you're needing right now to really be abundant in whatever aspect of your life you want to be abundant. So this is going to cover everything about abundance. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that was something we just added was the 30-day remote. So, yeah, I'm very, very grateful about that, Gretchen, and I know it's really going to help a lot of people.
Awesome, awesome. And the one thing I love about with your remote is the energy goes where it is needed. It's not
needs
like you have a specific energy. Source knows where it is, you know, where it needs to go for your high is good. So I do love that part of it. And we hear comments all the time about that.
Yeah, I have people in my remotes who just stay in my remotes because they're on a spiritual path and they just want to be in the high frequency to do their work. So it's supporting you in so many levels, you know? Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this has been such a fabulous call, Dawn, and I'm so happy that you were able to do this with us today, because it was definitely a last-minute thing. But because abundance is on the mind of so many of us, you know, I just really felt it was the right time to bring this forward to our community. And like I said, guys, there was a ton of energy being shifted and moved and activated in this call today. I highly recommend going back.
Oh yeah,
and listening again when the replay comes out, because there was a lot of profound shifts and stuff going on. So that's my recommendation for sure.
Yeah, and if you're on the call today, you know, you'll just know if you feel you want to go back, because you might need a day or so after today's call just to integrate as well, because integration is important as well, so your body can receive it all. But
for sure.
Yeah, so I'm just excited to share here. And thank you for everybody being here today with your time. And if I didn't work with you, like Gretchen said, and again, I want to always mention, you're in a group collective here. So even if I don't work with you directly, you're still receiving the energy in any of my calls. So it's really important to know that. So,
awesome. All right. Okay. Dawn, I so appreciate your time and coming with us today and spending this time with us, as well as all of you. I appreciate you being here. The three women that were, that Dawn worked with, I appreciate you for being vulnerable and being brave and stepping up. I always am in awe of who comes forward, because it's exactly who needs to come forward for what our FHTJ collective is needed at this time. So appreciate you guys.
Bless you all. Bless everybody here.
Yeah.
Gretchen,
awesome.
I love being with you. You're such a beautiful light and soul. So I always feel like I'm part of your family, soul family. So thank you. And thank you. Just everybody have a beautiful day and just enjoy your day. And I look forward to being here really soon again. Thank you, Gretchen.
Awesome.
I'm really grateful for
you
having me.
Thanks, Dawn. So grateful for you. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your week. Talk soon. Thanks, Dawn.
Aloha.